Jamaican Prime Minister calls illegal aliens in U.S. to return home, "You are not homeless." By Elizabeth Weibel on February 16, 2025. Jamaican Prime Minister Andrew Holness called for illegal aliens currently living in the United States to return to Jamaica, telling them that they are not homeless. During a speech on Monday, Holness called for Jamaicans living abroad to come back home. Holness also spoke about how the Trump administration has been following through on their plan to deport illegal aliens from the U.S. Holness continued to call on Jamaicans living in foreign countries to follow the laws in the country in which they are living, adding that they should remember that Jamaica is their home. While Holness called for people to return to Jamaica, he warned against returning to destroy your homeland. Since taking office last month, the new administration in Washington has been following through on their plan to deport criminal offenders living in the United States illegally, which includes a number of Jamaicans, Holness said. "Let me be clear, we respect the sovereign right of any country to determine their internal security, public order and social policy. We encourage all our Jamaicans who live in foreign countries to follow the law of the country in which you are resident," Holness said. "But, never forget that Jamaica is your homeland. You are not homeless or stateless." Holness's plea for illegal aliens in the U.S. to return to Jamaica comes as Colombian President Gustavo Petro has also called for undocumented Colombians in the U.S. to immediately leave their jobs and return to their home country, according to The Hill. "I ask undocumented Colombians in the U.S. to immediately leave their jobs in that country and return to Colombia as soon as possible," Petro said in a statement, adding that wealth is produced only by working people. Holness expressed that the Jamaican government is trying to build a place where every Jamaican can feel proud, adding that if people are facing hardships where they are, they should return to their homeland. "What we are trying to build here is a place where every Jamaican can feel proud and comfortable to come back home," Holness explained. "That's what we want to build here, your homeland. And, if you're finding it difficult where you are, come back here. As I said before, don't come back here to destroy your homeland and what we have been working very hard to create so that you wouldn't have had to leave in the first place," Holness added. The Florida Courier reported that after Holness's appeal to his countrymen, he explained to the Miami Herald that Jamaica's economic prosperity will not come from overseas. "Our economic prosperity will not come from overseas. We must now look for our own economic independence. And I am confident that we have the skills and resources to accomplish this," he said. "Despite the challenges we have locally, Jamaica is our homeland, and we must all put hands and heart to build it." In comparison, Haiti continues to decline after losing a huge share of its college graduates, including teachers, medical experts, and police officers. Breitbart News's Neil Monroe previously reported that as gangs in Haiti were murdering over 88 Haitians in a rural town, Haiti's anti-gang police force was hard to find as they had been given visas by former Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas in order to fill jobs under the Biden economy. "Hard to find, except for in New York where former anti-gang cops are working in low-wage Bidenomics jobs because President Joe Biden's migration chief gave them visas to fill jobs in Biden's economy." Since 2022, roughly 3,000 police officers have left Haiti, leading to a significant reduction in law enforcement in Haiti, according to U.S. Department of State website. Documented NY.com reported that some former Haitian cops, such as Rudolphe Nicholas, Cosby Jean Charles, Miguel Chardevoin, and Bernard C. Pierre are now working jobs such as cooking at the Barclays Center, running a small tree-cutting business, or working as a security agent at the airport, among other jobs.